A West Plains man has been arrested after a pursuit through rural Howe County. On July the 5th, Howe County Sheriff's deputies responded to a location on County Road 5470 to follow up on a vehicle that had been parked in the road since the previous day. Upon arrivals, deputies approached the vehicle and Jeffrey Gold, age 49, exited a nearby residence, entered the vehicle, locked the doors, and refused to comply with deputies' commands. After multiple attempts to try and ask Gold to exit the vehicle, he took off and prompted a pursuit throughout rural Howe County. Gold eventually ran out of gas and came to stop on County Road 5570 and fled on foot, where he was shortly arrested afterwards. After the arrest, a search was conducted on the vehicle and deputies discovered a loaded handgun, a glass smoking device, and a baggie of white crystal-like substance. Gold is charged with felony assault, felony armed criminal action, felony resisting arrest, and felony unlawful use of a weapon. He was booked into the Howe County Adult Detention Center. His bond was set at $100,000. A man from Thayer was arrested on Wednesday. The Thayer Police Department reports the arrest of 25-year-old Victor Watson Jr. Watson was arrested on a Fulton County bench warrant for felony aggravated assault. He was booked into the Thayer jail with no bond. A man from Salem was arrested yesterday morning. The Fulton County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest of 43-year-old Adam Wilson. Wilson was charged with felony delivery of meth or cocaine. He is being held at the Fulton County Jail with a bond set at $10,000. The Missouri State Highway Patrol reports the arrest of a Mountain View, Missouri man. On Wednesday, the Highway Patrol arrests 49-year-old Tony Banks on a felony Shannon County warrant. Banks is being held at the Howe County Jail with no bond. A Yaleville man has been arrested for sexual abuse on a child. On June 24th, Arkansas State Police, ICAC agents, and Marion County Sheriff's deputies arrested 31-year-old John Edwards of Yaleville after a search warrant was ran. Edwards is being charged with 30 counts of possession or use of felony child sexual abuse material. He is being held in the Marion County Detention Center. A woman from Eminence was arrested on drug charges. Yesterday night, the Missouri State Highway Patrol arrested 59-year-old Frankie Johnson in Shannon County. Johnson was charged with felony possession of a controlled substance and a warrant for shoplifting in Dent County. Johnson was booked and is being held at the Shannon County Jail. And the Missouri State Highway Patrol reports several vehicular accidents on Thursday. A 52-year-old man from Alton suffered moderate injuries when he drove off the right side of the roadway and struck an embankment, became airborne, impacted the ground, and then struck multiple trees. The man was taken to Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains. The accident happened on Missouri Highway W, 3 miles west of Thayer. A 32-year-old man from West Plains suffered moderate injuries when he struck a deer in the roadway. The man was taken to Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains. The accident happened on County Road 9230, 5 miles south of Brandsville. And a 43-year-old man from West Plains suffered serious injuries when he drove off the right side of the roadway, overcorrected, traveled off the left side of the roadway, then overturned and struck a fence. The man was taken to Cox South in Springfield. The accident happened on US 160, 3 miles west of Alton. And two vehicles were involved in a crash while killing one. The accident happened when an 83-year-old woman from Graff and an 87-year-old passenger from Graff attempted to make a turn off the highway, failed to yield, and was hit by a 33-year-old woman from Norwood. The 83-year-old woman and the 33-year-old woman were both seriously injured, while the 87-year-old man was killed. The accident happened on US 60, 4 miles east of Norwood. 12 Arkansas counties will receive state funding for unpaved road projects. Yesterday, the Arkansas Department of Agriculture and Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced that more than $735,000 will be funded to 12 counties through the Arkansas Unpaved Roads Program. There were three counties locally. Fulton County will receive $37,352, Independence County will receive $56,109, and Lawrence County will receive $45,680. Also on Wednesday, ECNN talked to Quartermaster Dan Grant of VFW Post 7831 in Mammoth Spring. We talked to Dan about the upcoming 131st Annual Old Soldiers, Sailors, Marines, and Air Force Reunion that is set to begin on Monday. Dan talked to us about what the VFW Post will be doing that week.
The VFW Auxiliary will be having bingo beginning Monday, the 14th. The carnival starts on the 15th, Tuesday. They're planning a kind of a luncheon celebration and welcome for veterans in the area down at the Park Pavilion. We'll be having a silent auction, a raffle. I have quite a few vendors lined up to come down, and I have entertainment 4 nights out of the week. I've got 2 on Tuesday the 15th, 2 on Wednesday the 16th, 2 on Thursday, and 1 on Friday, and then 2 again on Saturday the 19th. Those performances will start at 6 o'clock. The second group, the nights that I have a second group, they start at 8:15.
The reunion will start on Monday, and the Johnson Brothers Carnival will open on Tuesday, and there will be lots of vendors, food booths, and entertainment at the reunion. And we also have the Oregon County Sheriff's Weekly Arrest Report at our website, theecomnewsnetwork.com.